everybody. Welcome back to another episode. We're sorry that it's been a while since we posted. We've just been busy.
Yeah, I mean, we might just end up being a monthly podcast or something.
Yeah.
Once a month or whatever. I mean, we're mostly doing this for me and her and...
For the fun of it.
And whoever wants to listen along. But we're not thinking it's going to make us millionaires, so we're not going to stress about it either. T says she has a question today for me.
What's with schools all the time and the fake friends? I don't get it. Like, sure, I've had fake friends in elementary school, and that's actually part of the reason why in sixth grade I didn't talk to anybody that much. But, like, then, like, you go out and, like, you make, like, this one friend, and then, like, she gets this other friend, okay, and then that one friend that your friend made ends up becoming a fake friend. Like, I don't understand it. Like, what's the point of it?
Well, I mean, I guess for a lot of part, people want to, they're gaining something from that relationship, whether it's short term or not. And so, you know, you might get a friend and you're talking, you're having a good time, and, you know, she's like, hey, I need some help with my homework, and then you're helping her with her homework for a while, and then she passes that class, and then she doesn't need you anymore, so she, you know, you say fake friend, yeah, it's a fake friend. It's just people that either use you, or, yeah, sometimes it's like dating, they're, you know, you're just getting to know somebody, seeing if they're a good fit, and then maybe you're not a good fit, maybe you're hanging out with somebody for a little bit, then they find out something about you, or you find out something about them that you really don't like, you know, and you're going to end that relationship. I mean, that's when I say, you know, dating, you might have to go out there and try to make as many friends as you can so you can see which ones stick, you know?
Yeah.
Find out which ones are genuine to you and just want to be your friend. And then hopefully keep them for a very long time.
Yeah, but, like, here's what this girl likes to do. So me and my friend will just be, like, talking to each other. And then she comes up, okay? And, like, of course, they were both friends first. Okay, so I understand it. And she seems really nice, okay? But then on the days that she isn't there, okay, my friend is, like, talking to me. She's like, yeah, she's really mean, though. Like, in the afternoon, she gets really mean. She may act all nice around you, but then when she gets near me, she becomes, like, really mean. And that's, like, what my friend will tell me. And I'm like, okay. I don't know why she would do that, though. And then, like, she's telling me about how, like, she's just been weird this past week and, like, snapping at her and everything. And then, like, today she came up to us and she's, like, perfectly fine.
Well, some people have issues where they've got kind of a multiple personality thing, and it might not be like a real hard diagnosed thing, but it could just be mood swings or things like that. And you also got to remember, all you girls and all you boys are going through all these changes at this time in your life with your hormones and your...
I haven't snapped at anybody yet.
Your emotional stuff. Well, I mean, everybody's going through a little bit of it, and they could be going through that too, when they just make them emotional and... you know, maybe they don't have that support structure at home that's helping them through it either. So, you're coming and taking it all out on you guys. You know, in the morning comes in, he's fine, and then goes through the day, and some boy's picking on her, and so then she gets moody, or, you never know. Did you ask her why she does that? Like,
no, because she hasn't done it to me yet.
Oh.
She's only done it to the one friend.
Maybe she's afraid of you.
Probably is. Honestly, most kids are afraid of me.
I gotta be honest with you with these questions on, especially with girls and stuff, I'm probably not the best person to ask that question to. You go to Mamaw, your mom or Bethany, even Aaron, she'd know more about, you know.
Yeah, but this is about fake friends.
They've all been through it. See, guys work a little bit differently. I mean, sure, we get fake friends, but we don't care. Like, it just kind of, yeah.
Some guys can't become fake friends. I once had one guy that was a friend, okay? And then I was talking about this one movie, and he's like, okay, well, he, like, legit turned around and snapped at me and was like, okay, you know what? All these people are really dumb. The only one that isn't dumb is this person. And then he turns around and walks off. I don't know what I said to trigger him, okay?
Maybe he really liked the movie and disagreed with your opinion. I don't know.
I didn't say anything, though. I was like, yeah, this new character that they added in is pretty cool. And then he just snapped at me. And then he stormed off and never talked to me again. And that I was okay with. Like, once they're gone, they're gone.
Well, it all depends, too, on the friend. If you've had a good friend for a long time and they have an issue like that, then you should go back to them, you know. Say, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. I mean, what's going on? What did I do? You know. And they should be accepting of that, too, you know.
Yeah, but he was like, I was only friends with him for like a year.
I mean, if you're not really good close friends, and you're not worried about it. Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Can't have silence, T. You gotta keep talking. I guess, like, the number one rule of podcasting.
Well, I mean, you can have a little bit of silence.
No, you can't. We'll have to start putting in, like, slide whistles and stuff to break that stuff. Whoop! When it starts getting quiet.
Yeah, I could probably do that. Give me one, I'll just be, like, doing it throughout the house. I'll use it to wake you guys up.
I just did one. I can do sound effects.
I can't. I can't do that. It's weird.
So, I don't know. Just, that's why you gotta try out a bunch of people. I mean, it sounds weird and wrong. You don't have to be mean about it. You don't have to be, like, your friends are just.
Have you seen how social I am?
Yeah, not very.
Towards other people? Like, they'd be like, hi, and I'd be like, hi, and then, like, that's it. End of conversation. Walk off. The only people I have been social to so far are my friends and then a group of kids at my table that I have to work with.
Yeah, well, sometimes work does that, sure.
And then the one kid, the one really quiet kid, he's actually starting to get used to, like, us at the table. It was like, he's starting to talk more now. It's like, somehow that got mixed up with that.
Yeah, I mean, you just, the people at work, if you're working with them all day, you're gonna get used to them. There's gonna be more conversation because you kind of have to.
We only work with each other for a little bit.
Yeah, it gives you something to talk about too, you know.
Yeah,
at least something to start conversations with.
Yeah, right. Today we were watching a movie and I'm laying down and then I'm keeping my eyes open because, like, without blinking, and then one of them goes, I think she's dead. And then the other one's like, no, she's not dead. And I go, if I was dead, I'd come back and haunt everyone in this room. And then they were like, yeah, but you probably be nice to us and be, like, mean to all the other kids that are evil. And I was like, yeah, that's how it would go.
Well, no, I don't know if you'll be any bit like me with that kind of conversation. When you were talking before, saying people come up and say hi to you, and you're just like, hi, and that's it. I mean, that's how I am. I don't know what to say to people. Like,
yes, it's hard.
I don't know how to kind of have a conversation. So
same. And yeah, people be like, oh, you need to stop being so, like, antisocial. You need to go out and talk to people more. I'm like, okay, but how do I do that? Like, I come up, I say hi to a person. The other one says hi. Then what do I do? Do I stare them down until they talk to me? Should I talk about something completely random? Like, what do I do?
Well, I mean, if you know they like something, you can talk about it.
Yeah, but you don't want me to.
Like I'm saying, I'm not. I'm not good at that stuff either. So I don't know. I'm like, even the people at work that I know and stuff, if they come up to talk and there's not much chit-chat from me. I'm not... I can't think of stuff. I can't.
Yeah.
So conversation just goes dead, or now you take that and you take some other people at my work that we'll just talk about this, talk about that, tell you a story about this or that, and their whole day, and then won't stop talking the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I see that, and I'm like, I don't want to be that person either, because that person, you know, can be bothersome.
Yeah.
Because they're at work or school or home or...
And yet you want me to go up to random kids at school and be like, hey, my name's Shane, let's be friends. Okay, you can't just do that to, like, random kids. Like, let's say there's one kid in my class that, like, I know their name and that's it. And I come up to them like, hey, do you have any siblings? Well, then that brings up a bad past of their siblings, and that offends them.
Bad past of their siblings?
Yes. Like, let's say their sibling ended up passing away, and they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but you don't know that. People can hold you to that.
They could. In middle school, they do. They hold you up to anything.
Well,
you say one little thing, one little wrong thing, okay? And it'd be like, the whole school's on top of you.
That's the problem, too, now with this... too sensitive bull crap is everybody thinks you owe them something. You don't owe nobody anything. You go up to somebody and say, hey, how many siblings you got? And if one of them died, then they should be saying, you know, I had a brother, but he passed away long ago. And then at that point in time, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to ask you that question. You know, I didn't know. I apologize. What about your mom and dad? They both died too.
Yeah. Like, then what do you do at that point? At that point, right. I would just been like, okay, I'm
apologize
sorry
again.
Loss.
I'm gonna turn
go.
Around now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm not doing this no more. Then I'd be too embarrassed to talk to anybody else, and I sit there in a corner by myself. That's how it goes.
All right, no tea. It's a tricky thing to do, especially in middle school. Like I said, where all these people are, these hormones are all changing. You know, they could like you one day and then things change in their head and not the next day or whatever. And you get a little older and you start finding that same thing when you start trying to date people. Somebody will say they like you and love you, and then 2 days later, they're like, I want to break up.
That's how it is in middle school. Like, you get...
That's how it is in life.
It's a little bit more better when you're older. When you're younger and you're in, like, elementary school, like, you be, like, getting, like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend one day, okay? And then the next day be like, we're over. We're done. Bye. Or they cheat on you. In elementary... I remember, like, kids being like, oh, my God, my boyfriend has another girlfriend. Or my girlfriend has another boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter that much in elementary school. It's not going to weigh on you that much. You get older, it's going to bother you a little bit more. When a boyfriend breaks up with you or something, it's going to bother you more than it does, you know, in elementary school.
That's why I ain't dating until I'm in high school.
Or wait till you graduate college if you go.
There's kids in, like, this grade that have, like, every kid in my school, okay? Except for me. I am the only kid. I'm pretty sure I'm the only kid who hasn't gotten a boyfriend yet. Or, like, any sort of, like, relationship in my life.
Well, I mean, if it's not bothering you, then I wouldn't worry about it. It's a distraction. It's, you know.
And you have to worry.
It can
worry.
Be troublesome and painful at times. You know, I mean, it might be a certain time where you want to get a boyfriend.
Plus, you probably don't want me coming home being like,
well, I
oh
don't,
my God,
no.
this, and just, like, whining about this, like, stupid little thing. Honestly, I wouldn't really care if the person that I'm dating did one stupid little thing, as long as it's not too big.
Your kids are gonna do stupid stuff.
True.
I do stupid stuff.
I did something really stupid.
Well, Don't talk about it on the podcast if you don't want everybody to know.
Honestly, I don't really care at this. They all should know. They should all know by now that I'm pretty stupid.
No, you ain't stupid.
I am.
No, you're very smart.
Have you seen what I've done? Like,
you can be a daydreamer.
I fall down everything.
You could be a little clumsy. You get that from me.
What else? I eat random things. Don't care what it is. I'll eat it.
No, you don't.
I ate flour. I once ate flour. Okay. Another time I tried to eat vanilla extract. Okay. I've done a lot of weird things. And that kind of makes me stupid.
No, it does not. You are not stupid, child. I know.
I am.
Yes.
I got a C in math. That signifies me as kind of stupid. I fall off things easily. I hit things easily. I get hurt easily. I basically do everything, and yet somehow I am still alive.
I don't think it makes you stupid, hon.
Kind of does.
No.
To me, it does.
I've met people my age that you could work better than they could.
How?
Just because you're not stupid. Like, you'd be perfectly fine. A little bit of a daydreamer, you don't pay attention enough. Math not might be your favorite subject and doesn't make you pay attention. You do good in the subjects that you want to pay attention in.
True.
Just might not lean towards a math kind of lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
Well, T, we're way over limits, so.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and end this one today. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Yes, bye.